Here's TJ from the Face Rush.
So we would always start with some kind of warm up. The three musicians in Alness, it was myself, Lisa Mulholland, and Sarah Smith. And we all brought very different activities to the table, which was really great, and we learned a lot from each other. But some sort of warm up, sometimes singing, sometimes moving. And then we would kind of sit down for a cup of tea. And I have to say that was my absolute favorite part. Was making everyone a cup of tea, making all these women a cup of tea that they could drink in that moment whilst it was hot and could have a biscuit. So that was a really nice and integral, it was a break, but actually it was a really integral part of the time. And then, before the start of the project, we had a really great planning meeting, and Sarah actually suggested that we make mobiles week to week, and we add a crafting element to the lullaby project. So every mum had a mobile that they were working on. And then whilst we were working on that, we would give them writing prompts for their lullabies and facilitate discussion around that. And it worked so well. It worked better than we could have thought. And I think even for ourselves, it's so much easier to talk about kind of not personal stuff, but your journey with your baby is a very sort of bespoken and individual experience. And it felt a lot easier to talk about it. It felt a lot easier to facilitate it when we were all busy making something.
Yeah.
The conversation really flowed. Also at the start of the project, we gave all the mums a notebook, a little shaky wooden shaker, and some scarves that we could bring into the playing as well. And for the writing prompts we gave them, they can drop them down in their notebook and then develop them from there. And there was one session we had where there was a one of the women was she was working away on her mobile, and then she had a little light bulb moment, and then she wrote down in her book, and we were like, this is perfect. This is the dream. You're being inspired. And the mobiles were informing the lullabies, and the lullabies were informing the mobiles. So one of the mothers there wrote a beautiful lullaby, and it had a seaside kind of stormy theme, and that she was making these beautiful seagulls out of felt for her mobile. So it was really conducive to one another. Musicians, we worry that they're not enjoying the process, or it might be overwhelming, or they don't want to sing, or they won't want to partake. And I think we get too much in our minds about it, when really, and one of the great things that we learned from all the brilliant resources at Carnegie Hall, if you just ask someone who's working on a lullaby, how does it go? Sing it to me. You'll be amazed how often they'll be like, okay, well, it goes like this, la, 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 and they'll sing it to you. And that is such a brilliant moment, but it comes because you've established a relationship of trust, and you've had a cup of tea together, and you've been doing silly kind of theatre warm-ups, and the babies have been running around. And I feel like then that facilitates this amazing sort of moment where you can sit down and be like, yeah, I'm thinking of a lullaby, and it goes like this. And as a musician, that's really special to get that relationship with someone who maybe feels like they aren't capable of writing a song, kind of finding their feet as a songwriter.